Okay, we continue. Maseches Brachas, Daf Ches. Daf Ches, as we are on Zayin and Mabez. And again, as we have been saying, these Shiurim, these 2 months of Shiurim are sponsored by the Orlinsky family. Zeichen Lishmas Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky. And I did see that the Daf is featured as well on the OU website. So now we're on Project Sinai and OU. Eventually we'll be only on the OU as we present it on OU.org. Okay, but right now we are on Zayin and Mabez. At the two dots, we will start with V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan. We ended off with the Gemara with the how to deal with Rishayim Ba'olam Hazeh, and now we're at the two dots, about seven lines up from the bottom on Zayin Amid Beis. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, Parsha Shir is up. Parsha hopefully should be up. Was given yesterday. Hopefully it's up on the OU.org website. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bishur Rav Shimon Ben Yochai. Kol Hakoveya Makom Litfilaso Oivav Noflim Tachtav. Whoever is koveya makom to their tefillah, as we discussed already yesterday, we said anybody who's koveya makom, you know, is a talmud of Avraham Avinu, Elokei Avraham Be'ezro, and he's an amazing anav. We said from Rabbeinu Yonah, it means he's even koveya makom. But here we have another meimra, because Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, all these meimras. If anybody's koveya makom, his enemies fall away. On the side of the Gemara, they changed this girsa. Maybe the girsa should be tfilas, toraso, but we're going to go with our girsa. Koveya makom l'tfilaso. Oivav noflim taklev shenamar. V'samti makom la'ami l'Yisrael. I placed a place for my nation. Unitativ. And I planted them there. V'shchan tachtav. V'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu b'nei avla la'anoso. Kasher barishona. And the b'nei avla will not continue to torture them like they did originally. Just finished first. Rav Huna Rami. Rav Huna asked the stira ksiv la'anoso viksiv l'chaloso. There are two psukim. One says la'anoso. They won't torture them anymore. That's the pasuk in Shmuel. And the other one says l'chaloso. We have l'valoso in Malachim, but our girsa is l'chaloso. In Divya Hayamim, they won't continue to destroy them. B'tchila la'anoso ulabasov l'chaloso. First, at the beginning, it's la'anoso. When the Beis HaMikdash was built, it'll be built on condition that we won't even get tortured by the enemies. Ulabasof, but after we sinned and we went into galus, so then at least our tefillah will be megan, that we might be hurt and tortured, but we won't be decimated. Ulabasof, l'chaloso. Good. Interesting question comes up all the time from the Chashuk Echemet. He discusses what happens. We're talking about makom kavua. Yesh la'ayin. You walk into shul, and somebody's sitting in your makom. Somebody's sitting in your seat. And the shayla is always, do I say something? Do I not say something? You know, I'm learning all these gemaras about makom kavua. And I learn, machlokas rishonim, but some rishonim say, even in shul. You know, it's a din of makom kavua. Special siyata d'shmaya, when I daven in my place. But on the other hand, hachnas is archim. On the other hand, somebody's sitting, you know, I don't want to embarrass them. So yesh la'ayin ma'adin and ba orech mi makom acher v'is yasheva makom which v'beis haknesses ha'im yivakshu ba'adinut. Obviously, we shouldn't be screaming at these people. You're in my seat. No, chas v'shalom. Nobody's going to say that. But what about carefully? You know, I'd love to have you here, but you know, it's kihu makom kavua or no shema. Since there's another mitzvah of achrat hazarachim, or even he quotes amazingly mitzvah samach aleph in the Rambam is it's a mitzvah to love the ger. Avas hager. And what does ger mean? Pirish ger, sheba me'eretz acheres u'me'ir acheres lagur itanu. U'mikol shekein gershin is gayer. Anyone who's a stranger in that area, that's enough. So maybe this is a mitzvah. When somebody sitting in my seat, I should say, unbelievable! I have the chance to be mekayim the mitzvah of avas hager. And not say a word. So v'imkin yishlish koma adav alma. What wins? What trumps? So, as you might have guessed, he says, Yashir et v'komo lo reach. Let him sit there. Don't say a word. If he starts sitting there forever, and he starts coming every day, and he's there for 2 weeks, maybe you could say something, but he's there for a day or something, he's just visiting. Yashir et v'komo lo reach, v'hu yispalo shalom b'mkomo kavua. You could have it a little away. Why? Two reasons. Number one, what he quotes, he says, after all the Rambam says, if you're ne'enas, it's okay. What can you, this is like an ones. Somebody's in your seat. Number one. Number two, that he says, and therefore, as long as you mekayim that, that's enough that your oivav will be no flum of fun of also. You know, you get the credit. The other answer might be, you know, what does makom kavua mean? In the exact spot? Within a certain proximity is also probably enough makom kavua. But if we're within a couple of tfachim of the place, that's not good enough. It has to be the exact that place where my feet usually are. Right, so it could be that even if somebody's in my seat, if I could go to the seat next to it, that could still be nechsha by makom kavua. So again, that's a question that he deals with, and that he deals with here. Okay, we continue now. I have a couple of chashuke chemets today. A couple of interesting shilas that come up. But we continue now on Zayin HaMavis. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Abishim Rav Shir Bayachai. Still, Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Rashbi, says, famous line, Gedola Shimusha Shal Torah Yoser Milimuda. Greater is servicing in Torah, even more than learning Torah. Shneamar, as the pasuk says by Elisha, Po Elisha ben Shaphat asher yatzak mayim ad Eliyahu. Elisha poured water for Eliyahu. Lamad lo neamar ela yatzak. Melamed shegedola shimushi osa milimuda. Servicing a rabbi, servicing a Talmud Chacham, is even greater in some ways than learning from the Talmud Chacham. Says the Maritz Chayis right here. Why? Nir be'enai. Hashimush nikra gamkein limud. Shimush is also limud. It's just a different type of limud. Rak ha-limud hainu hashomea es ha-alachos. Limud means hearing explicitly the Torah. Vashimush hainu halomed me hisnahagus. You learn from the behavior. That's also limud. Like you find Talmidim always follow the Rebbe all over the place. V'chein, right, the unusual Gemara that comes up at the end of this Masechta. V'chein hinichu asma tachas hamita. U'ksharam alo ad kani asta parecha, heishiv tola hivlo mara nitzarech. It's going to come up at the end of this Masechta. Right, he says it twice. Two of the Gemaras on that Samach Beis. V'limer kazeh nishrash b'lev haroe v'gedole mi limer al yidei shmua. Kein ra'isi b'shem agon achas mivilna. That's what I saw b'shem the Gra. Right, that Maris Chayas many times quotes the what he heard b'shem the Gra. So that's gedola shimush yosem elimuta, greater is shimush. Where does this come up? It's also the Gemara later on, Adaf Mem Zayin. The Gemara later on in the seventh parak in the sugyas of Zimun. Bizman hazeh, these halachas do not apply, but bizman hahu, in the times of the Gemara, there are halachas about who you were allowed to bench with. So you weren't allowed to bench with an Am Haaretz. So nowadays you bench with anybody. But who is a halachic Am Haaretz? So the Gemara has six different opinions. So the first number of them, we understand, someone who refuses to say Kriya Shema. On lahachas. Not just he didn't say it. Somebody, kol she'ein miniyat tefillin. Benazai omer kol she'ein lo tzitzis bebegdo. He refuses, he rejects the mitzvah of tzitzis. Et tefillin. Rabbi Nassan omer mezuzah. Rabbi Nassan bar Yosef omer kol she'eish lo banim ve'ein amagadim lo Talmud Torah. So his children, he refuses to send them to give them a Jewish education. Okay, all basic ideas. Last opinion. Acherim omrim, afilu kara v'shana, v'lo shimesh talmud chacham, hareza am ha'aretz. Even if somebody sits and learns, he's kara v'shana, but he doesn't have a rebbe, v'lo shimesh talmud chacham, that's an am ha'aretz. Because Torah is not just about information, getting it, you put the question into the computer and it comes out. Torah is a Torah's chayim. And if we don't have a rebbe, if we don't have somebody to learn from, the hisnagos of a rebbe, then we'll have a warped sense, and our Torah will be crooked, will be muvas. And that's the Acherim Shita. That's also an Amaret, if somebody doesn't have a Rebbe. That's Gedola Shimushi Yosem Limuta. You gotta read these two Gemaras together. Dav Zayin, Dav Mem Zayin. Right? 40 blot from each other. But that is the, that's what we have to connect to. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara. Again, two dots, three lines to the bottom. Amale Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Nachman. My time alosi marla be kinishta litzluye. Why didn't you come to shul today? I missed you in shul. Amale lo yachelna. So Rabbi Nachman says, I couldn't. Amale, you couldn't? What's the matter? Lichnefi v'mar asar v'litzli. Why didn't you just, then you couldn't get to shul? So why don't you just get 10 people in your house and daven in? Amale tchichli milsa. It's a tircha. Tirichali milsa, I couldn't. Valema lemar l'shlucha d'tzibur. So, okay, so you could have cut the shul. You couldn't even get a minion in your house. We'll get back to that line. First we continue. Valema lemar l'shlucha, why don't you just send the shliach then to find out d'tzibura, be'ina d'matli tzibura, lazy velodi lemar. Why don't you at least find out when the tzibur is davening? Right, they didn't have watches. Oh, 8 o'clock minion. Right, so why don't you at least find out when the tzibur davened? I guess he knew he didn't daven when the tzibur davened. I don't see him. Why would I want to know that? I was not going to get home anyway. They daven at home. So he says, no. Amale says Rav Yitzchak, that Rav Yochanan, Mishum Rishum Yachai. That's what this is here. So the same person. My dechsev, v'anis filasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzon. My tefilas to you Hashem at eis ratzon. Eimasai eis ratzon. When is there an eis ratzon? B'shosh, that tzibur is fowling. When the tzibur is davening. So even if I can't daven in a shul, I can't daven with a minyan, there's a kiyum to daven, at least at the time when the tzibur is davening. Or Rabbi Yossi Rechadina Amar Mehachi, you learn from this pasuk. Kamar Hashem be'es ratzon anisicha. I answered you at the time of ratzon. Rechaber Rechadina Amar Mehachi from this pasuk. Hein kel kabir v'lo yimas. The great God, He will not be disgusted. V'ksiv padami shalom nafshi mikravli kiver rabim hayu imadi. I was with a rabim. So again, all these psukim tell me there's a key to daven even at the time that the tzibur is mispalel, even if I am not davening with them. 2 points on tefillah b'tzibur. Number one is Rabbeinu Yonah says right here. Again, tzibur or shul, they are both milas. Obviously, the greatest mila is tzibur in a shul, but tzibur is a mila, as it says here, and Beis HaKnesses is a mila, as we had yesterday. Right? We had in the previous Gemara that it's always better to daven in a shul. We're going to have discussions later on today as well. Number one. Number two, the Vilna Gaon says, what's this drasha of Eis Ratzon, Emasai Eis Ratzon, B'shar Shetim Es Palin? So the Vilna Gaon just says, Mitzad Hashem, it doesn't really make a difference. All Itim are the same regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Itim are only different Mitzidenu. Hashem doesn't change, it's just that we change. V'lachore, Eitha Hashem Yisbar, HaKol Itim Shavim, V'imkin Ein Shayach Lomar Eis Ratzon. Ela kavana shel kelofia tachtonim upulasam yeshem shinu itim kagom when the tzibur is mispalel. That's why when is there an ace rasam when we do something different? Mitzad Hashem, there's never a difference when we do something different. This pasuk we know from Shabbos Mincha. Vanis vilasi lecha Hashem ace rasam. That's the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simen Reish Tzadik Beis in Hilchas Mincha on Shabbos. B'mincha, says the Rama, Omrim Ashrei uvalatzion va'anis vilasi lecha. Right, the Rama quotes it from the Tur. Why do we say that pasuk then? Right, before we take out the Torah. Va'anis vilasi, my tefillah is to you, Hashem. So the Achronim explain, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it here. Because David HaMelech says, the Medrash, who will be Medrash? Shamar David l'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono shel Olam, ein umazuka ovdei gilulim. This nation is not like any other nation. Think about any other nation if they had a day off. If they had a day to party, what would they look like at the end of the day? What would they look like? They'd be drunk, they'd be lying on the floor, they'd be this, they'd be that. Look at my nation. Right, Shabbos Mincha. It's after we ate, so at the end of Shabbos, what do we do? David HaMelech says, V'anis v'ilasi l'cha Hashem. Right, we're focusing on you, we're talking to you, even though it's the end of our day. So, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Einu mezuka v'lelizim shesosim u'mishtakrim u'pochzim v'anu lokein ava b'shachalnu v'shasinu v'anis v'ilasi l'cha. Right, we're focused on you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet, we don't say it because there's no Kriyas HaTorah, because Kriyas HaTorah also has to the Eis Ratzon, but that is Shabbos Mincha, why we say this pasuk of Va'ani Sfilasi. Second Chashuke Chabad of the day. What happens? Listen to this case. There was a Shaila. There was somebody who was about to go to Ma'ariv. A couple of minutes he was going to go to Ma'ariv on Shabbos. And he sees his neighbor is trying to fix his neighbor who is not Shomer Shabbos, is working on his car. And he needs a boost. He's trying to fix it, and he says to his neighbor, or is it proper to say to his neighbor, you know what? If you wait a couple of minutes, I'm right after Shabbos, I'll help you give you a boost. Just wait. Right after Shabbos, I'll help you. Right? Are you allowed to say that, knowing that if you do that, though, you're not going to be able to go to Minyan for Ma'ariv? Because he's going to want you to help him right after Shabbos. I know. You're going to the Beit HaKnesset. You're going to give you another 20 minutes. If you want to prevent him from being Moneah Phil Shabbos, for at least a little bit, right, you say, I'll help you right after Shabbos. Or do we say, no, well, you have to go to Minyan. And what can you do? Or not. It says, Tshuva, he says, on the one hand, you'd say, we don't tell a person, we're getting him a Sefer Shabbos, Dav Dalad. We don't tell a person, Chatei B'shul Shizka Chavirecha. We're not passing that way. We say, you don't say that. But he says, on the other hand, here, you're not just, you know, you're being Monet from Chil Shabbos. So he says, what do you do in this case? So he said, what does that have to do with us? Right? What happened in our case? Trichali Milsa. I can't go to Minyan. Trichali Milsa. He says, what do you mean Trichali Milsa? Velaman Mikan. He says, says if there's a nenas ones, there are limits to tefillah betzibur. Tefillah betzibur does not mean tefillah, and therefore he says in this case it's probably better to miss tefillah betzibur to prevent him from being machalel Shabbos. Okay, one. That's two for the day. Two, one more, which we'll get to soon. They're all at the beginning of the daf today. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tanya Amiyachi, Rabbi Nosson Omer, Minayin, She'ina Kodesh Baruch Hu Mois B'Tfilas and Shal Rabbim. How do I know that Hashem is not disgusted with the tefillah of the Rabbim? She'ne'emar, Hein kel kabir v'lo yim'as, v'ksiv pada b'shalom nafshi mikravli v'chulu. As we just said above. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or the Gemara says, "My pada b'shalom nafshi." The Bachi is in. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Kol osik b'Torah u'b'gemilas chasadim u'mispal l'matzibur." Right, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, all three. Somebody does that. Ma'alei ani alav kilu pita'ani li u'lebeni mibein umot ha'olam. I consider as if he redeemed me from amongst the nations. Meaning, Hashem says, "Kaviyachol, he took me out of Golus." He has a special connection to me if he does all of these Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, Avodah, meaning Tefillah B'Tzibur. Right? Special, because I'll say that there is the Milo of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Hashem does not see personal faults when it comes to a Tzibur. Right? We piggyback on the Milo of Tzibur. Right? The Rambam writes in Hilchas Tshuva that we know, Dirush Hashem Behimasu, Hashem is especially listening and close to people during Aser Simei Tshuva. Dirush Hashem Behimasu. But then the Rambam says, this is only by a Yachid, but by a Tzibur, whenever a Tzibur gets together. So we don't realize it. We all focus on Aser Simei Tshuva, which we should. And we focus, Umpel Hashem is close, we have to take advantage. But the Rambam compares, davening with a Tzibur is like Aser Simei Tshuva all year. So we have to realize this, the special quality that we have in that case. Period. So the Maila of Tefillah B'Tzibur. 2 points. Number one, finally, the third Chashuk Echemet, they're all right up here. He says, Tefillah B'Tzibur comes up. It could come up very halacha l'maisa. We have some doctors in the room, right? What happens if there is a line? There's a waiting room full of people waiting for the doctor. But I know if I continue and deal with them, I'm going to miss minyan. But if I run out now for 15, 20 minutes, they'll have to wait for me. Okay. Or maybe I want to be matriach them. If they came when they weren't supposed to come, that's their fault. But what if it's my fault? What if it's my fault? You know, I was busy, I was late, I was somewhere else, then I came late, and now they're going to have to wait more. Tshuva. See, he quotes, Bali, Malay quotes Kolosik Matarik Milch Hasad Masal Matzibur Malani Yalav Kilu Pitani. So he quotes a Shevet Hakahasi, Shevet Hakahasi, one of the Achronim, who quotes a similar idea. Okay, Ainze, he says Kolakahasi, and he quotes similar idea. This is the following Shaila. There was a Moel. It was a Moel. Everybody was waiting him to do the Mila, and the question is: Does he daven Musaf Pitzibur, whatever the case may be, or does he Gmal and he daven Musaf by himself? Says everybody's waiting. So the Shevet Kahazi also quotes from the Shari Tshuva that Ein Lamoa Lasos Kenlas Pala Betzibur Beitircha Betzibura Shein Zekvodam Shio Yosher Mamtino Alav Shiigmar Atila Betzibur El Yamo Bakagis Pala Biyachidus. That's the Shari Tshuva, and the Shevet Kahazi says V'hu Adin Emesh Asarash Mamtino Lo Denachshav Emzibur V'chulu. And he says, what happens if is the Rofi considered Osek B'mitzvah? Obviously he is. He says, Shem Nesher Rofi Osek B'mitzvah, Rofi Shasiyim Tipula B'chol Echad, B'cholza, even though he just finished a patient, but maybe all the patients are one big mitzvah. L'chein Yitzorach L'havzikul L'atricham L'hamtib Ki Yu Miyu'ad M'zuman L'tapel B'chol. Interesting, I'm not paskining here, I'm just noting this case. Again, every case might be different. If the patients know that the doctor always goes out to Mincha this time, then it's kind of like their mochel, because they come in knowing that the doctor always goes at this time. But if it's like all of a sudden, and the doctor usually happens earlier, but he didn't this time because of something else happened, and then not, so then it's a serious, I gotta know whether in terms of waiting for others. Again, the time, focusing on the time of others. Great story about Shlomo Zalman. I think I've quoted this a long time ago. Shlomo Zalman once got a letter from somebody, and of course, when you write to Shlomo Zalman, you're Harav, Agon, Rashke, not Rashke Bahag, because that's Rabban Shel Kol Bnei Agola. He wasn't in the Gola, he was in Eretz Yisrael. But anyway, got all these titles. And Shlomo Zalman, when he read it, he started shaking. He started shaking because he couldn't handle it. What's somebody writing to me? All these, what is this? And then not only that, but then he looked at the envelope and all the titles on the envelope, Rabban, and then he got really angry. And he said to the person that was in the room, he says, you know, this is Gezel. Gezel, when there's nobody stealing from anybody. He says, the mailman has to read the titles and the name about where to put the mail. So just he says, just write, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. That's it, you have to write, Harav, Agon, Achashiv, he's stealing his time. Those few seconds, but whatever, you're stealing from the mailman. That's for Shlomo Zalman. He was worried about the few seconds that you read from the title of the mailman. Unbelievable. Anyway, back to our Gemara. We have the Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chesed. Good. At the end, if we have time, we'll come back to go over the Maharal about Torah, Avoda, and Gemilas Chesed. Remind me if we have time at the end. But we continue. Amar Reish Lakish. If anybody has a shul in town and doesn't go there, Nikra Shachin Ra. He's called a Shachin Ra. He's called a bad neighbor. Right? This does not mean that you have another shul in town. Everybody always has to have, a shul in town that you don't go to. Chas v'shalom. But he says if somebody has a shul in town and they don't go, they refuse to daven in a shul. Right? For no good reason. For no good reason. So Nikra Shachin Ra, he said that's not appropriate. Again, this only means that Tzlach talks about it. This only means Lahachas here. Shneemar, Kol Amar Hashem, Al Kol Shcheinai Haraim Hanogiim Benachala, Asher Enchalti Esamiyas Yisrael, Shcheinai Haraim, V'lo Od, not only that, Ela Shegorim Golus Lo Ulubanav. Shneemar, Hinino Chami Alan Masam, Vespes Yehuda Atush Mitocham. Also, it causes Golus, terrible things. I'll throw them out from the land. So again, if there's a shul, we should always try to go to the shul if possible. Amrulei, Rabbi Yochanan, they said to Rabbi Yochanan, remember Rabbi Yochanan was the Baal Talmud Yerushalmi. He lived in Eretz Yisrael. Amrulei to Rabbi Yochanan, Ika Savi B'Bavel. They said to him, you know there are old people in Bavel? There are old people in Bavel. Why is that so surprising? Tama V'Yamar, L'lan Yirbu Yimeichem, Yimeivineichem, Alo Adama. Ksiv. We see at the end of the second parasha of Kriyashma, this week's parasha. Your children will live long lives. In Eretz Yisrael. So it's only supposed to be a brichas yamim in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. So how could they be old people in Bavel? Answer: Kivan da Amri Lei. Since they told him, Maktadmi umachashke lebein kedishta. But they told him, you know what? They go early and leave late from shul. They're in the shul. Ha'amar haynu da'ahani luhu. Now I understand. That's what it is. Kida'amar b'shua ben Levi. L'banei, like b'shua ben Levi told his children, kadimu v'chashichu v'ayla l'beknishta, go early to shul and leave late from shul, kihecha d'tarchu chayi, so that you live a long life. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan understood that early and late to shul, you get arichas yamim. Put this on the list. We're going to have about 10 items in this mesechta that bring arichas yamim. Two of them are on this daf. This is the first one. Being in shul, being early to shul and late to shul, that is number one right here, arichas yamim. Asks the Marsha, ask the Klayakar, same question. The Klayakar on that pasuk, man yibu yimeichem evenechem, and the Klayakar was before the Marsha. And the Marsha, I don't see how the question was answered. The pasuk says only in Eretz Yisrael. So the answer is, they come early and leave late to shul. How does that answer the question? Says the Klayakar, says the Marsha right here. The Gemara and Maseches Megillah. They both quoted. The Gemara and Maseches Megillah that says, Asidin bate knesios ubate midrashos, to be uplifted and come to Eretz Yisrael. Every shul and yeshiva in the world is a little Admas Eretz Yisrael. So if you come early and late from shul, that is Admas Al Adama Shadish Bashem Lavasechem. Right, that is the Adama, and that's what he says. Venir Lafarj Lak Shabra Sidh by the Knesset by the Mjash Shibchutz Laretz, Sheikvu Sheikava Eretz Yisrael. That's the Gemara Megillah Chavtes. V'yim Kain says the Klayakar. Ha Adama Shibchoba the Knessio Shilchutz Laretz, Zuhi Adama Shal Eretz Yisrael. Shahai Lo Asid Yikva Hashem Abat the Knessio Sabinyin. This does not mean that you don't have to make Aliyah. You just go to shul. No, that's not an excuse. It just means that that's the Makam Kedusha, and Beis Hashem that will come here. Habinu Akaka Mikola Kola Eretz Yisrael. Imkate the Klayakar himself says that. Ayin last Klayakar in Parshas Vayigash Vayeach Zuba. You don't have to go further than that to realize how the Klei Yikar views Golus. V'yibkein, v'adei ha'adama hi armas kodeshi v'chelek ben armas Eretz Yisrael. V'amashkim amarev b'chol yom, v'batekinesios dome kilu b'chol yom hu omer ha'adama shenish b'ashem l'avoseichem. U'mukuyim bo ha'yi'ud l'anyi v'yimeichem y'mei v'neichem. V'chulu. Beautiful. He says, that's why even, he says, beautiful. The Marsha doesn't add this. He says, that's why he says, l'anyi v'yimeichem y'mei v'adama shenish b'ashem l'avoseichem l'aseis lohem. What did Chazal darshe from that? Laseis lohem. So the Gemara at the beginning of Chelek, the Gemara has five different sources. What's a zremez for tchias amesim in the Torah? So one of them is laseis lohem. What do you mean laseis lohem? Laseis lohem. So the Gemara says, ah, remez l'tchias amesim in the Torah. Why is that drasha dafka on that pasuk? It says the Klei Yikar, because that pasuk just said al ha'adama shenish b'ashem l'avoseichem, which includes even shuls and yeshivas that will Vasilavo be uplifted. That's why right after that it says Laseis Lahem. The remez for Tchias Amesim is in the same pasuk. Beautiful. That's the Klei Yikar there and the Marsha right here. Good. We continue. Rabbi Achab, Rabbi Chanina, Maikra. What's the pasuk that tells me that you get a long life if you're in shul? Ashrei Adam Shomeali Lishkod Al Dal Sosai Yom Yom. Praise is the one that listens to me, that knocks on my doors day by day. Lishmar Mezuzas Pischai. Right, that guards the mezuzas. That means they're in early and leave late. Fixiv Vasrein. Right after that, it says in Mishlei Ki Motzi Motzechayim. Those who find me there are Zochet to life. Good. Amar of Chizda. Next in. La'olam. Now, we're in shul discussion. So we have another halacha about shuls. La'olam yikanis adam b'shnei psachim b'beis haknesses. A person should go into a shul two doorways. Shnei psachim b'shalaka da'edach. What does that mean? Two doorways? Ela'ema shir shnei psachim. You should go into the shir of two doorways. V'achach yispal and then daven. What does that mean? What does two doorway, the shear of two doorways? Pasha, that means, let's say, I don't know, a doorway is, the Rishonim discuss exactly how much exactly it is, but either way, there's a Machlokas Rishonim here. Are we talking about space or time? Machlokas here. Rashi here says we're talking about space. When you go in, you shouldn't sit right next to the door. But shir shnei psachim, whatever it is, dalanam, it shouldn't be dalanam, but let's say a couple of tfachim per doorway. So you shouldn't sit right by the door. That's how Rov Rishonim understand this halacha. Why not? That itself is a machlokas. Why shouldn't I sit right next to the door? So Rashi says, dinira alav kimasui ikuv beis haknesses. When I'm sitting by the door, it's like a burden to be here. I don't want to be here. Right? Sometimes when we go to in a classroom, right, the kids sit in the back. Hey, I don't want to be here. I'll sit in the back. Right, sit the closest to the door. I'm not really interested. So when we sit in the back, right next to the door, kind of shows that we're not really interested. Near it, it's like a burden. That's number one. Number two, the other suggestion given, the Maharami Rutenberg, quoted by the Rishonim, says, well, if you're right by the door, you can look outside. Right? So that's what it's going to be, Mafriya the Kavana. So those are two reasons within the Shita that says that the reason you can't, that we're talking about space here, so two reasons. Nafkaminas. Number one, what if that's your makam kavua? If that's your makam kavua that we've shown him say, let's say somebody has to sit next to the door. So if that's your makam kavua, so then according to Rashi, it's not a problem. It's not nira kamasui because you always sit there. On the other hand, according to the other reason, the Maharam, if there's a window there and that's where you look outside, it can still be a problem. On the other hand, other nafkamidas might be, what if there are no windows by the door? So again, that according to the second reason, it wouldn't be a problem. According to the first reason, it would still be a problem. Either way, that is number one. Number two, the other, Rabbeinu Yonah quotes a daya that says, this doesn't mean in terms of space, but it means in terms of time. In terms of time. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the ist mefarshim she yishhe kazeh hashi'ur. You have to stay, you have to sit down a little bit. Right? You shouldn't dive in the second that you walk into shul. Right? Shake sachim, viachagakis pala. Right? We're gonna get to later on in the Masechta. Shah achas lefneha chasidim rishonim. But at least a little bit. When we walk into shul, we should sit for a few seconds to gather our thoughts, to realize what we're about to do, and then start davening. Either way, those are two understandings of this Gemara, of this line. Okay. Two dots. Azozi is pala kol chasid elecha leis mitso. Person should daven for this. La'es mitso. What does la'es mitso mean? So, we have five different pshatim. What does the word mitso refer to? A person should daven for something. La'es mitso. Five pshatim. Number one. Amar Rabbi Chanina la'es mitso. Ze'isha. So about a wife, a person has to daven for a proper wife. Shneamar matzah isha matzah tov. Right, matzah isha matzah tov, as the pasuk says, we quote this pasuk on the Tnaim. Right, matzah isha matzah tov. You see the word matzah refers to a wife. B'ma'arav in Eretz Yisrael, kinasiv inish itza. When a person got married, amrila, they said to him, hachi, matzah o motzah. Sounds somewhat unusual. What does that mean? Matzah or motzah? Matzah. Did you fulfill matzah? Dechsiv matzah isha matzah tov. V'yafik ratzon me'ashem. Did you fulfill matzah or motzah? Dechsiv umotzi ani marmi mavet. Sesa isha v'chulu. So that's what they used to ask him. Ask the mafarshim. This is what they asked him. What are you talking about? We know the Gemara Ksubis. Right? Kids of Malachim Mufiyat Kala. You had a lie. Kala Nova Chasuda. Well, you ask him. Oh, yeah. Did you win? Did you get a winner or not? What does that mean? So the Nesivis in the Sefer and Chumash in Achlus Yaakov in Braces, when it talks about Yaakov and his wife, says, no, this is what we tell him before he starts going out. Meaning, you know, you gotta look for alamilas. This is a very important decision. Matzah or motzah. You know, a wife could make you or break you. And therefore, that's what it means. Not when it says ki nasiv inish itza, but you have to mean when he's getting ready to be nasiv inish, he's starting to look for a wife. This is what we warn him. Meaning have proper kavanas. Right? Even if it's b'shas nisuin, this is what he also said. He says b'shas nisuin. He said you have to have proper kavanas, that the wife is supposed to bring nachas ruach, the couple, and the couple should be, to build a bais neman. That's the kavanas of a marriage. Okay, number one. Number two. Rabbi Nassan Omer, Leis Matzo, Zutora. Shneamar, ki motzi, motza chayim. It's referring to Torah. Shadavim for Torah, v'chulu. Number three, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar le'eis mitzvah zumisa. Shneamar, you should daven for a proper death after Me'ev Esrim. Shneamar la'maves totzaos, as the pasuk says, la'maves totzaos is the totzah, the result, and that's what you see. That's what for the word matzah, right? Matzah is also the same shor as totzaos. Tani nami haki tshameos u'shlosha mini misa nivru ba'olam. There are 903 types of death. Shenemar lamavis totzaos. As it says, that totzaos, but gematria achiavi. Totzaos is gematria 903. That's what we want. Gematria in Shas. Right? There are a couple of gematrias brought in Shas, not too many. One or two. There are two times gematria is a basis for a halacha. I think twice in Shas. Gematria is a basis for a halacha. Right? The third 30 days by a nazir. He has gematria 30. There's one other time by the lugin of the carbon mincha. Okay. Anyway, but here gematria tozos is 903. Agadata, so 903 ways a person could die. Kasha shebekulon. The worst of it is askara, which is a throat type of not being able to breathe illness. This was the worst. Rather, Gemara says in Maseches Yevamos, this was what happened to the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Nicha shebekulon nishika. Obviously, the highest level is nishika, which Moshe was zocha to, and Aaron and Miriam. Askara damya bekechizra begvava deimra. Askar is like a thorn that's stuck in a bunch of wool. Dila achore nashe. So when you pull out, you're going to rip some of the wool. So it's very painful. Right? A man, lahavdil, when you rip off a band-aid, right? It's always like it pulls off some hair. It's similar. It's like on a global level. That's what it said, the mashal. The ikadamre, or kipitura bifi vesher. It's like you're pulling a little rope inside a little hole. Pitura bifivesha, like you're trying to pull a rope inside a little hole. That's also painful if the hole is if you feel the hole. Look at Rashi. Kipitura bifiveshet yom okeanis, the Atlantic Ocean. Yeshbo mikomos she'eno makabel barzel. There are some places in the sea that are not makabel barzel. What does that mean? You can't have any metal there. Why? We'll see in a second. Umachabrin luchei asvina dechavalim, and therefore you tie the boards of the boat with ropes. You don't want to put metal or nails in them because there's going to be a problem. Well, to see what that means, you tie them with ropes. Va'akolim shetochvim b'dekavav. You stick it in with a lot of pressure because it's very thick ropes. You put them in, so that type of pressure is the is askara. Look at the Rashash right here on this Rashi. The Rashash says, v'hu mipnei. Why can't you use metal? It's not makabo metal. V'hu mipnei shenimsoim shama b'karkoi tayam avnei ha-magnet. It's the Marsha right here. 1800s in Vilna. Avnei ha-magnet asher tiv'am limshocha barzel alehem. There, you have magnetic forces in the sea, says the Rashash, that you're going to pull the metal down. That's why you can't use it for, if it's not strong enough to withstand it, you're going to pull the boat down. That's the Rashash right here on this Rashi. Interesting. Continue. That is all the Mashalim of Askara. Nishika, dami kimishachal benasi bechalba. Nishika is like pulling a hair out of milk. You found a hair in your soup and milk, just pulling it out. So it's not painful. It's just, it helps it get clean. Good. Rabbi Yochanan number four. Rabbi Yochanan amar leis betzo zukfura. Not only to daven for a proper death, but also to be zochah to be buried. Rabbi Chanina, this week's, on the Parsha Shia we discussed this week. Hatova, the bracha of Hatova Meitiv, which was nitkan for kvura of Haruge Beitar. Why there's a special bracha for that? So that's in the Parsha Shir this week. Amar Bichanina by Kra. What's the pasuk? Hasmeichem Eli Gil Yasisu Kiyimsu Kever. Special simcha when somebody's zocha to be buried. Amar Abba Barav Shela Haynu Damri Inshi Liboyinishi Rachmi Afilo Azibula Basras Bas Raisa Shlama. A person has to daven up until the last dirt that's thrown on him. Right, that's the daven, even for a proper kvura. Four. Number five, Marzucha Amar, Leis Mitzo, Zebes Akise. You always got a daven, you have a bathroom nearby. Right, Leis Mitzo. Amri B'marava, Hadam Marzucha, Divi Mikula. That's the best one. That's the best one. Why? The Ritva says here, number one, because you're gonna get sick if you have to hold it in and you can't go to the bathroom. And number two, you're gonna violate Baal Tashaksu. Right, either way. So halachically and in terms of health, one has to make sure. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, one always has to go to the bathroom when they have to. It's going to make a person, the whole equilibrium get messed up. We're going to have also later on in this Masechta that not going to the bathroom when one has to can lead to sickness. So those are the five Deos. Amalei Rav Elera from Bar Papa, Lemelon Mami, Hani Mili Ma'al Yisa, Damei Rav Shedir Rav Chizda, B'mili Demei Kenishta. Rav says to Rafram, tell me something that you heard Rav Chizda saying about shuls. About Bate Knessios. Amar Le'achi Amar Rav Chizda. This is what he said. My dechsev oif Hashem Sha'arei Tzion mikol Mishkanos Yaakov. Hashem loves the Sha'arei Tzion even more than the Mishkanos Yaakov. What does that mean? Oif Hashem Sha'arim Hametsuyanim B'Halacha. Ever use that sefer? This is where it comes from. Sha'arim Hametsuyanim B'Halacha. Hashem loves the gates that are filled with Halacha. Yosem Bate Knessios Bate Midrashos. Even more than a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash. Meaning, right, Spasham loves Torah. Vayna Dam Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Mishved Ula, Biyom Shacharev Beis HaMigdash, Ein Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo, Ela Abba Amo Shel Halacha Bavad. Hashem loves Halacha. Right, if you look at the previous line, Hashem likes Halacha more than Beis HaKnesset, Beis HaMedrash, you learn it in Beis HaMedrash too. No, but in Beis HaMedrash you might not learn Halacha, Asuki Shmaisa, leave it to Hilchasa. Hashem loves, obviously we have to learn all of Halacha, but Hashem also, we have to have some time in our life for Asuki Shmaitza. I'll leave it to Hilchasa, learning Halacha. That's what the Marsha points out here in the Netziv. That's the message of this line.
I used to learn in my house and daven in shul, says Abaya.
But once I heard that line,
that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is Hashem found since the Churban Abayas? He's found anywhere where Dalat Amo Shel Halacha is discussed.
So you know what? Now I daven where I learn. And I make sure to have according to Rav Yishanim, to try to have a minion there. Right? Where I learn, because now I see the special quality of the Hashras HaShechina that takes place where somebody learns. Maybe we had this earlier already on Davav, that Hashem is even if 10 people are learning and then 3 people are learning, 1 person is learning. Right, that was on Davav. But here we have it also. Right, he davened where he learned. Rabbi Ami Vravasi, Avagav Dahavilu Tleser Beknishta B'Tveria. Even though there were 13 shuls in Tveria, Lo Matzli Ella Beni Amudi Hechid Avigarsi. They davened in their base medrash where they learned. That's where they like to daven because of the Ashras HaShechina. So, right, it's a special koach that one has. Again, there are many chazals that talk about all about the godless davening in the Beis HaKnesses. So again, it comes up sometimes. Comes up Lomaisa sometimes. What happens? There are other elements though as well. Sometimes there's a yeshiva in town and there are shuls in town. And sometimes, especially the younger folk, you know, the Bachura yeshiva, they want to daven in the yeshiva. They want yeshiva daven. They want to go to the shul. The problem there is that there's another element involved. And that's Kibbutz Avaim.
Right? It's not just shul versus yeshiva. There's kibbut avayim as well, davening with one's father. So therefore, it's not always clear when it really has to ask a shayla if one wants to, if that type of situation might come up. Somebody who benefits from the sweat of his brow is greater than a yari shamayim. What does that mean? By yari shamayim it says in Tehillim, Ashrei ish yireas Hashem. Praiseworthy is the man that fears God. Not only says Ashrecha, but it says V'tovlach. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, V'tovlach olam haba. Well, Gabi Yerei Shemayim, V'tovlach lo k'sivvei. It just said Ashrecha. So you see, Yigi HaKapav is greater than a Yerei Shemayim. What exactly does that mean? It says that interesting, this Gemara appears, similar Gemara appears in Chul and Adaf Memdal. So the Marsha there, in Chul and Memdal, it says, Yigi HaKapav means somebody who is Mevarer. I have it here, I think I brought it. Yeah, is mevarer. He sweats and sweats until he figures out what the halacha is. He's not just a yirei shamayim, and he doesn't know what the halacha is. He's yirei shamayim. He's just machmir. He says no. Yegia kapecha. When you figure out the halacha and you figure out, and you can come up with a kula and you come up with a heter, that's in olam hazeh also. In olam haba, fine. You can be machmir. You get your olam haba. But olam hazeh you're not going to have if you're always machmir. Says the Marsha. That no, you have to really sweat and figure out the halacha. Yesh lo mali yaseira, da hainu shim yage atzmo, v'kapav limso heter, lisfeko, atcha ochla, hinezesha socha beozolamos. Right, we've quoted this many times from Rashi, Adav Gimel in Beitza, where Rashi says, I'm sorry, Adav Beis, koach da teira adif. We call that, well, why is koach da teira adif? Many times the Gemara says that, why? Because Rashi says anybody can be machmir. You don't know the halacha, okay, I'll be machmir. No, in order to, if you want to have a heter, you have to really know the halacha. So when he really knows the halacha, that's why koach datera adif. If we see a heter, a matir, so that really reflects that they know the halacha. That's the marsha, chulin memdalot, explaining our gemara. Yigia kapecha, somebody who sweats to figure out the halacha. He's not just a yirei shamayim, and is just machmir. That is somebody who enjoys both worlds. Okay. V'yamar b'chi yabar ami mishpei de'ula. Same person talking. La'olam yada adam akam rabo. She always tried to live near your Rebbe. She calls matcha shimi ben gira kayam. Lo nasa shlomo az vas paro. As long as Shlomo HaMelech's Rebbe was there, he didn't do this. V'atanya al yadur. I know the Bryce says you should not live near your Rebbe. Lo kasha ad kayaflei ad ol kayaflei. Well, it depends if you're going to be subservient to him. If you're not going to be subservient to the Rebbe, then it's worse to live near your Rebbe and not be subservient to him. But if you're going to be subservient to him, so then it is proper to live near your Rebbe. Good. Amar Rav Huna bar Yehuda. Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amar Rabbi Ami. Again, there's major halacha, agada, on all these dafim. My dechsev ozvi Hashem yikalu. What does it mean? Those who leave Hashem will be destroyed. Zeh sefer Torah v'yotzi. How do you leave Hashem? You leave when the Torah is being read. Leave during Kriyas HaTorah. There's an Isser, the Gemara says, one is not allowed to leave during laning. What does during laning mean? For sure, when the laning actually is occurring. One is not allowed to walk out while the laning is occurring. Rabbi Avo, nothing may gavel gavar. He went out between Elias. But that is a halachinj in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, in Kuf Mem Vav, Aser Latseis Ulahaniach Sefer Torah Kishu Pasuach. That's beferish. Even if somebody happens to, let's say, run into shul to get a sefer, and they're laning, it's a big shayla. You know, maybe between psukim, between aliyahs for sure. But if somebody has to run into shul, it could be that they have to wait till the end of the aliyah. Avamin gavra gavra shaper dami. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. But then, let's just finish reading the next line, then we'll talk about it. Bai rep papa, bim psukal psukam mahu. What about between psukim? What do you mean between psukim? How much time is there between two psukim? A second? Right, so maybe this might mean, because they used to have a targum. They used to have a matar game, so maybe that's between psukim. So teku, no answer. Rav Sheshes, Mehder Abi Vagaris. Rav Sheshes used to turn around and learn during Kriyas HaTorah. He didn't listen. Amar, he said, Anan b'didan v'inu b'ditu. I'm doing my thing, they're doing their thing. That is Rav Sheshes. Ask Tosas, how did he do that? Tosas on top. The Gemara says in Sota, says, you have to listen to every word of laning. You're not allowed to just turn around and learn. Tosas has three answers. Tosas number one, no, it depends if you're learning out loud or quietly. The Gemara that says you can't learn, that means out loud, you're disturbing. But you can learn quietly, number one. Number two says Tosas goes to the riff. First time we have this. It's an interesting point. Maybe there could be a doctoral thesis done on this. I found more than any other Masechta, Tosfos on Brachas quotes the Rif. There are other Masechta that Tosfos quotes the Rif also, but on Brachas, he quotes the Rif a lot. So right here, Tosfos quotes the Rif. On the fourth skinny line, Tosfos says, maybe it depends, are there 10 other people listening? So that's where you're able to learn. But if there aren't 10 people listening, then you can't. That's the Gemara in Sota. Second answer. Third answer, V'oti Reitz Alfasi, maybe he was different because, Tarasso Umnaso. Right? He didn't waste a second. He didn't do a couple of mitzvahs to Rabbanan. So those three. V'anat Tosfos ends off, Anam Estavalon Ki'ayti Rutsa. We all like this last answer. Meaning, anybody who's not Tarasso Umnaso, you know, you can't learn during laning. Can't learn during laning, right? By the way, you can't learn during Chazaras HaShas either. Right, if you go to Chaim Kanievsky, right, who doesn't waste a second, you go in by Mincha, he's looking, like the Mishnah Berurah says, he's looking in, following along with the Chazan, during Chazaras HaShatz, following along, listening to the Brachas, saying Baruch Hu Baruch Shmo, and Amen. Again, though, all these answers, though, are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. In Kuf Mem Vav, Shulchan Aruch says, you can't, once the Torah starts being read, also Lasapi, you can't even talk to your friend in Divrei Torah, even in Gavra LaGavra, the Yesh Omrim, you're allowed to learn quietly, Yesh Omrim, if there are 10 people listening, it's okay, Yesh Omrim, that, right, all these, he quotes all of the different answers. Lamaisa, why would there be a type of heter? Again, look, Chila, it seems like we definitely should just listen to the lady. Why would there be a heter? Because we know Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibur, according to Rov Rishonim, not a Chovas HaYachid. Only Parsha Zachar is a Chovas HaYachid, a Chiyah for me to say, and when the Baal Kori says it, it's as if I'm saying it, Shomei Ka'ona. But generally, Chovas HaTzibur, if I have to go to the bathroom, and I miss part of laning, I don't have to make it up. Let's make it up. So I missed it. Okay, I should try to make myself part of the Sefer. Or let's say I have to catch a plane and I miss laning. Right? So again, it's a Chovas HaTzibur. So make her a din. One doesn't have to make it. And that's why there's something to talk about. But, lechatchila, it seems like we should be listening to and focusing on the laning. Good. Amar Rafuna Bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yami. So hopefully we'll have a daf bein shir about the next topic. And that is Mavri Sedra. Here it is. Number 2 of Arichas Yamim. A person should be mashlim the parshios with a tzibur twice psukim and once targum. Even a teres and divon. What does that mean? Rashi says ein bo targum. Right? Even psukim that there is no targum. What does that mean? As Rishonim say, you have to say that a third time. You have to say the pasuk a third time if there's no Rashi, let's say, on it. Targum. But here, there's no Targum. We just say Ateres V'Divon. Other Rishonim also discuss why do we pick this, Ateres V'Divon. Maybe it's not such exciting psukim. Even Ateres V'Divon. Shekol HaMashal Barash Yosef Matzibur, Ma'arichin Lo Yom Avushnosav. Arichas Yamim, number 2 in this Masechta. This is Arichas Yamim. So this is the source for Shnei Megim Vecha Targum. Right, there is a beautiful Balaturim. Many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with this. The first Balaturim in Sefer Shmos. First Balaturim in Sefer Shmos. The Eila Shmos B'nai Yisrael. Rashi Tevos. The Adam Asher Lomeid Haseder. Shnayim Mikra Ve'echad Targum. The Eila Shmos B'nai Yisrael. Bikol Na'im Yashir Yichye Shanim Rabos Aruchim La'olam. The Eila Shmos B'nai Yisrael. That's the... That's what it stands for. That's the remez in the beginning of Shmos for why Dafka is the remez there. I don't know. But that's the Balaturim quotes that. First Balaturim in Sefer Shmos quotes a remez to Shnai Mikra, the Echad Tarkim. Where this is a chiyuv. It's a chiyuv that everybody must do. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in the 8th chelek, in the first posthumous volume. Chelek, Arachayim Chelek Kesim in Yuzayin. He was asked in Tavshin Lamin, 1970. He was asked, does somebody who sits and learns all day and sits in Kolel have to be Maver Sedra? Come on! They're learning Sosa Nesivus all day! They're learning Rabbi Kiv Eggers! They have to do the Parsha? Says Rav Moshe, Pashit Ubarur. Kamio Shalo Niftar Shumadam Mikol Mitzvah Drabanan. Betaina Shosek Batorah. Kin Lo Niftar Af Mi Mitzvah Zu. The other Abba! Av Misho Torasso Umnaso! Shall you perturb me Tfilah Drabanan? Chayavim Bekriya Sapar Shanai Mikra Chatargam. Even if you're Torasso Umnaso, Rav Moshe says, you can't get out of this. And therefore, no excuses. Baru Shakriya Sapar Shanai Vade Umamela Bechal Chiyuva Me Esam Talmud Torah. Because Shavua, right? Don't think of it as Bittul Torah. This is Torah. Uve Prat Bidorenu. She'ain Ani Yechol and Lomar She'anu Bakiin Bemikra. And Prat Bidorenu. Where who can say they know all the Rashis? Right? Halavai. Even if somebody knows all the Rashis, says Rav Moshe. they have to do it. Okay, there's a lot more there, but hopefully we'll have a shiur about it. Right there, third line. Rabbi Bar Abaya Sarva Lash Luminu Leparshiyasa Tukul Shasa B'Mal Yom Tikipurei. Rabbi Bar Abaya, he tried to finish everything by Erev Yom Kippur. He wanted to get to Schuyos. He wanted to get it in. He was late. He couldn't finish all. He tried to finish all of them by Erev Yom Kippur. The Rabbi Yaakov Emden here says to me, Mar Bibishar. Period. Tosfos here discusses what does it mean im hatzibur. What is im hatzibur? So basically, we say starting from Mincha on Shabbos until the following Mincha on Shabbos, that's the im hatzibur lechadchila. B'di'eved, you have till Tuesday. B'di'eved, after that, you have till the next Shabbos. B'di'eved, lamaisa, you have until Shmini Aseres. Right, that's the end. So Tana le'Rav Chiya bar Rav Midifti Vayter Ksiv V'yidisa Menasho Seichem B'tishal Lachosh Be'erev. Another Shas topic. Said that you have to afflict yourself on the 9th of Tishrei. V'chi b'tishra mis'anet v'alo basir mis'anet. What do you mean? We fast on the 10th, not on the 9th. Ela lo malacha, kala ochel v'shoset p'tishi, ma'ale alav akasav kilu mis'anet shi v'asiri. If I eat on the 9th, it's as if I fasted on the 9th and the 10th. This is the sugya of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. We had a Shabbat Shuvah drasha a number of years ago about the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. The major machlokas we shown him. Is this Mishum Pashas? This is Mishum Hachana? Rashi on top, right here. Hachinu Atzmachem. Hachana. Rashi in Yuma also says this. Hashem knows that we're gonna eat, we're gonna fast. This is the one day d'oraisa that we have to fast. So Hashem knows, so He gives us a mitzvah to eat on the day before. It's the only weekday of the year that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa to eat. So Sarvalak du Minhu. So that's the mitzvah of eating. So Sarvalak du Minhu. So, back to the earlier point. So he says, Savar, he thought to be Makdim it. He thought to be Makdim all the Parshias earlier. Rashi says, let's not call it Parshias. Right? He knew he had a busy week. So, right, let's say in the summer, some of us are less busy. So, you know what? I'm going to do the next 10 Parshias now, because I know I'm going to be busy. No. No, you should do it at the right time. Im hatzibur. As he told his sons, Ashlimu parshasaychu im hatzibur, shnayim mikra v'echatargim. Right, do the parshas with the tzibur. There are even some that suggest, and this is a machlokes, but it's a discussion, that an avel during shiva, he's not allowed to learn. But some suggest on Shabbos he's allowed to do the parsha. Because this is part of imat tzibur. It's not his own learning, it's his connection to the tzibur. Interesting shitas. But we continue. So Rav Shimon Levi told his kids, do shnayim mikra, but he also told them the following. V'hizaru bivridin, k'rabbi Yehudin, be careful about the vridin, about the blood in the blood vessels called the vridin. Tithan, as the Mishnah says in Chulin, Rabbi Yehuda omer, ad sheyishchot es avridin. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not allowed to eat the chicken until you check until you cut the vridin and get the blood out. And third, v'hizaru b'zakin sheshachach talmudo machmas onso, and be careful to a talmud chacham who forgot some learning, not because of anything he did. He's out of control. It was out of his control. He got sick or elsewhere, like Rav Yosef throughout Shas. Be careful. De amrinam, because we know luchos v'shivrei luchos munachos ba'aron. The luchos and the broken pieces of the aron are munachos in the aron. Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful piece in the Rishima Shiurim on this line that the aron has two kedushos. It has kedushas ksav and kedushas klishares. I don't have time to go through it now, but if somebody has, you got to get the Rishima Shiurim on brachas. But he says there, he has a piece there where he talks about there are two kedushas to the luchos. Kedushas haguf, because it's like klei hamikdash, and kedushas sefer Torah. See, even after they broke, and there's no more kedusha sefer Torah, it's still kedusha klisharis. Just like every klisharis, it always has inherent kedusha. So he says, so too a talmid chacham has two kedushas. And therefore, even if he forgets his learning, but the Torah was mekadesh him, and he's a different person, and that stays even after he forgets his learning. And therefore, that's the kavod that we have to give a talmid chacham sheshachach talmudo. It's a beautiful piece, I'm not doing it justice, but it's there in Rishimo Shiurim. Good. Let's continue a little bit more. Amar lohu, again, I'm sorry, it's brachas. You know, what could you do? Amar lohu, rava labanei, kshadem choskin basar, al techdu. Now, we have a couple of amaroim that gave advice. So he said to his kids, when you cut meat, al techdu al gaviad, don't cut meat on your hand. Ikadam rebi shim sakana, because you're going to cut your hand. It's like how they tell you to cut a bagel. Cut it on the plate, don't cut it on your hand, because you're going to cut yourself. Ikadam rebi shim kilkosudo, or some say, forget your hand, you're going to get blood all over your food. Right, therefore, it's a good idea not to. V'alteishu al mita aramis, and also do not sit on the bed of an Arimian. We'll see what that means. V'altavrach or ibes haknesses b'shar shasibur mispalin, and don't go behind the shul when a tzibur is davening. So let's go back to the previous one. V'alteishu al mita aramis, don't sit on the bed of an Arimian. 3 days. What does that mean? Ika da amri lo tignu b'lo kriyashma. Maybe that means don't go to sleep without saying kriyashma. Meaning don't go to sleep like a non-Jew. Meaning without talking to God. A bit of an Arimian. Say kriyashma before you go to sleep. V'iga da amre, delo tinsavu giyorta. Or it means, don't marry a giyorta. Somebody from Arami. Right? V'iga da amre, what does giyorta mean? Does that mean a non-Jew? That's a davar pasha. Does that mean a Jewish convert from Arami? Good question. V'iga da amre, third day, Aramis mamish. Or it means literally, don't sit on the bed of an Arimian. Why? Mishu, maisa, the Rav Papa, because like Rav Papa's story. The Rav Papa asked lagavi Aramis. Rav Papa went to in Aramis, Hosea Lomita, she took out a bed of Amr Lashay, she says, Rapapa, have a seat. Amr Lay Sester, and Yoshiva Shatagbiyas Amita. Lift up the bed, I want to see if there's anything under it. Higbiyas Amita, Matsasham Tidog Mace, right? It's the first time of blood liable. She put a dead baby underneath that she was going to blame Rapapa. So, Mikan Amr Chachamim, Asr Leshiv Almitas Aramis. That's why they made Xera, because of that Maisa Shahaya. Vaitor, what was the last thing Rapapa said? I'm sorry, the last thing that Rava said, V'altavru achari beis haknesses b'shoshes hasibur mispalin. You can't walk behind the shul, because it looks like you're rejecting davening. Right? So Messiah, the Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, the Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, also lo la'adam, shi'avru achari beis haknesses b'shoshes hasibur mispalin. I'm not allowed to walk past the shul when they're davening, and I'm not davening. But there are a couple of limitations on this halacha. Amar baya number one, v'lo amar delaka b'schachrina. It's only if there's only one door into shul, and I walk past it. If there's another door, people will say, oh, I'm going into the other door. And it's only if this is the only shul in town. If there's other shuls, no problem, because people will say you'll daven in the other shul. And this is also if you're not carrying a load, then you're not running, not wearing tefillin. But if you have one of these, then you have to worry about it. Because obviously, if you're wearing tefillin, people know that you're davening somewhere else. If you have a load, if you're running, you're obviously in the middle of something, so we don't think you're just rejecting tefillah. Tanya, a little bit more. Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, there are three things I love about the Madiyim. What's the Chiddush? We should know that these things aren't Chukos Ha'akam. Meaning these are things that make sense, and therefore, we should follow them. When they cut meat, they cut it on the table, not on their hand. They kiss hands, and not faces. You like that, like the Sephardi way. And when they give advice, private advice, they give it in the field where nobody was around. Amar Avada Barava, Maikra, Vayishlach Yaakov, Vayikra, L'Rachel, Ululeah, HaSadeh, El Tzono. Right, he went to talk to them out in the field. He didn't want to be near Lavan. Tanya, Amar Rebbe Gamliel, V'shoshavarim, Oy, V'nias HaParsiyim. I love the Persians. Hate snuin ba'achilasan. They are tsanua in how they eat. They don't eat out on the run. Utsnuin ba'beisakise. Utsnuin ba'davar acher. And they're tsanua also in davar acher when they're with their wives. Ani tzivisi l'mukuda shai. What does that pasuk mean? Tani Rav Yosef. Elo aparsiim hamakudashim umuzamanim l'gehenim. You know, you Rabbi Gamliel say you learn things from the Persians. I say they're makudashim umuzamanim l'gehenim. They might be tsanua in their own way, but they're going to Gehenim, that nation, because of what they have done. Period. Adkan the Agadata. We get back to Halacha, Be'ez Hashem, next time when we talk about Rebbe Gamliel. Okay, we get back to the Halacha in the Mishnah. We'll stop here.